The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Inspiring interviews with today's top landlords.
This is the Rental Income Podcast.
And now, Dan Lane.
I've got a bonus episode of the podcast for you today. We're going to be talking to an investor-friendly realtor to find out how an investor-friendly agent can help you grow your rental portfolio. And we'll try to get to the bottom of something that's always pretty hard to figure out. How do you find a really good investor-friendly agent? So, Adi, what percentage of your business would you say is investors?
Generally, it's somewhere between 70 and 85%.
And are you also an investor yourself?
Yes.
Okay.
I flip properties and I buy rentals for myself.
Okay. And do you manage any rentals yourself?
I manage my own property, and I manage one for a client who lives out of town.
I think you check all the boxes on what I would be looking for in a really good realtor, but let's take a quick break. We'll come right back and we'll meet Adi Weismark from Atlanta and see what we can learn. A good deal on a rental property isn't going to last very long. To win properties today, you need to move quickly when a deal comes on the market, but it takes time to analyze a property. I want to let you know about an app where you can analyze deals on your phone in seconds. It's called Ask Rick. That's R-I-C for Rental Income Calculator. You can analyze a deal with the push of a button. You can figure out the rent, your mortgage payment, your expenses, and figure out the cash flow. If the numbers make sense, you can make an offer right there on the app, or you can send a calendar invite to your agent to see the property in person. Ask Rick is currently offering a free 7-day trial. Just search for Ask Rick in the App Store or go to Just Ask Rick. That's R-I-C, justaskrick.com. Adi, in your opinion, what do you think that we as investors should be looking for in an agent?
I think someone who speaks the lingo.
Yeah.
It's always funny, like when we go into Starbucks and we see that person who's ordering a small or a medium, it's like, right. You don't know the Starbucks jargon.
Yeah.
And so kind of the same thing, if I'm fumbling over my words and I don't really know what's going on in the investment world, but I kind of dabbled in it, then it's one thing. And that may be somebody who could search for properties, but they're not really going to know the entire process. And that's something that I know from purchasing the investment property, even on paper. What are we looking for? Dan, tell me what you are looking for, and then I can go and find that. And that way I'm not wasting my time, because my time's valuable, and I'm certainly not wasting your time, which is valuable as well. You don't want to see deals that have nothing to do with what you're interested, whether it's location or price.
Yeah,
you need deals that fit your model and your criteria.
Yeah, and that really is a very big distinction between an agent that's going to be able to help an investor and an agent that's going to be able to help a home buyer, because it's really two completely different worlds, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's funny because with a home buyer, they're looking at all the bells and whistles, the granite countertops or the nice tile in the owner's suite shower. But the investor is looking at the HVAC system, at the roof, at the insulation, at the windows, at the foundation. They're looking for the things that might cost them a lot of money later on down the line. The buyer, the traditional home buyer, is not looking at those things. In a way, they are going to pass the buck along to the inspector. Because they're going to have an inspector. And as long as they like the looks of the house, then that's all they really care about.
Right.
But an investor is looking for, well, is the HVAC system 20 years old? So I'm going to have to spend considerable money in the next year, two, or five to replace that. That's something I need to factor in or get a discount on the house when it's purchased.
So how would you recommend, if someone's looking for an investor-friendly agent, like where are you guys hiding? Because I feel like it can be very difficult to find people like you.
We are in great demand. And I think that the best way is just to ask somebody else who has invested in a market. So if I were going to invest in a new market, I might find somebody who has invested in that market already, mm-hmm. and find out, did you enjoy working with your realtor? Is your realtor an investor-friendly realtor? And if they aren't, then keep moving.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But just like you said, it's usually people who are investing themselves, have an idea of the numbers of the market. I think that traditional realtors who work with home buyers and sellers can help with investor if they're willing with investors if they're willing to learn what the investor is looking for. So I don't think it's somebody is specifically an investor-based realtor or not. It's a matter of, can they learn and grow? And
that's true.
And are they investing themselves? That's a huge one.
Yeah. Well, what do you think about new agents? Do you think a new agent could be a good resource? Because, you know, if someone's brand new and they're hungry and they have maybe a lot of time because they don't have many clients, do you think someone like that could be good? Or do you think that someone that has more experience is going to be able to maybe guide you better?
I think it's a tremendous opportunity if they can work with investors. For two reasons. One is they're going to be running lots of comps, and that's something that distinguishes a good agent from an agent who's maybe less experienced or doesn't know how to run comps as well, because investors need the comps to be sharp.
Right.
And the second thing is they're going to place a lot of offers. If you want to get a good rental property in the Atlanta market, you're going to have to place a lot of offers. And so newer agents have that kind of time to place the offers. So I always encourage newer agents, whether they want to join my team or they want to go to do the business themselves, work with investors, because it's good for their career and it's good for the investor, because an investor often needs to build a relationship with someone, and they need somebody who has the time to go out and look for houses and run the comps and place the offers. It's all time consuming. Realtors get paid well when they close deals, because there's so much going on in the background that we don't get paid for.
Right, right. And I think that's something that investors maybe lose sight of, is that, you know, this is a partnership that you're going to have with your realtor, and you really want to create a win-win for everybody. You want to make sure you're getting a good deal, but you want to make sure that your realtor is also benefiting from this, because they're putting in a lot of time. And if you don't buy a house, they're not getting paid. So are you cautious when you're bringing on a new client to make sure that they're serious? Like, are you vetting an investor before you bring them on, or are you just willing to work with anyone that calls up and says they want to buy a property?
No, I won't just work with anybody. I probably get anywhere between 1 in 5 calls a week from new investors who want to work with me. And I simply can't. Right. It's impossible to work with that many people. Most people are simply looking for a deal, so they're networking. It's definitely a partnership, in the same way that if a really good house comes across a buyer's agent, not investor, but a buyer's agent, they will find the right client for that house because the house is priced well. It's a good house. They know the area. They know the schools, and they will find someone. So it's in the same way that buyers need to have a relationship with a buyer's agent, so too with investor clients, they need to have a good relationship with an investor-based realtor. Because when I have something good come across my desk, I immediately start thinking, Is it for Dan? Is it for Bob? Is it for Jane? Who's it for?
Right.
Because I know that that's a good house.
Right.
Is it for me? You know, who's the best client to get that? What's the best use of that property in my network?
So how can somebody prove to you that they're a serious buyer? If I called you up today and said, I want to buy a property in Atlanta, like how can I prove to you that I'm serious and I'm worth you investing time in me?
I'd say first is just respecting my time, asking good questions, being prepared. And so if you're willing to come into my network and work with me, then I'm willing to bring you into my network.
In my experience working with agents, I find that the first call really sets the tone. That, like, when I call a new agent, if I'm, you know, looking to buy in a new market, I always do some research before I engage the realtor. You know, so when I call up, I'm saying I'm looking for a property between 100 and 120,000 in a B class neighborhood. You know, maybe I'll even know some potential neighborhoods. Like when someone calls up and they're really focused on what they want, does it make the conversation or bring the conversation to a whole nother level?
It's really a matter. I definitely agree with you on the first call. Somebody's tone of voice, if they're too aggressive or trying to get me to do exactly what they want, you know, it's a give and take. I'll do, you know, if you want to use your lender, we can use my attorney. Everything's negotiable. But if they're just too aggressive and their buy criteria is too rigid, I just don't think that would be a good fit.
Right. Sure.
In the 2021 Atlanta market.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. So tell me about your market. If anyone is looking to invest in Atlanta, tell me a little bit about the price points and the types of properties that investors are getting good deals on these days.
Usually a purchase is somewhere in the 100s for rental properties. What I like about the Atlanta market is we have lots of brick ranch houses and older houses that, to me, once they are renovated, are solid houses. Mm-hmm. If it has a good roof, good foundation, it's brick, hardwood floors, good HVAC system, that's a great rental property. And we have lots of those.
I love it. Well, if anybody is interested in investing in Atlanta and you want to reach out to Adi, I've got his contact information on the website. Just go to rentalincomepodcast.com/Adi. That's ADEE. Thank you so much for tuning into this bonus episode of the Rental Income Podcast. We have a regular interview for you on Tuesday. My name is Dan Lane, and this has been the Rental Income Podcast.